Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 26, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Verif guarantees trusted user onboarding for Bonex. Estonia-based Verif has partnered with online banking platform Bonex to provide AML, identity verification services, and protect users against fraud. DailyPay secures US$260 MLN of capital. DailyPay, a US-based fintech, has secured US$260 million of capital to fuel growth domestically, expand internationally, and invest in product innovation. Boateam enables money transfers to 200 countries through MoneyGram. UAE-based VoIP solution Boateam, subsidiary of AstraTech, has embedded MoneyGram's fintech capabilities into its service offerings to enable money transfers to 200 countries. QNB Group launches biometric payment solution. Financial institution QNB Group has launched a biometric payment acceptance solution for Qatar-based merchants in partnership with Pop ID and Visa. Redeban taps Nuve for embedded payment solution. Canada-based fintech Nuve has announced that Colombia-based payment processor Redeban has integrated its Nuve for platform's embedded payment solution. Arcos Labs launches email intelligence solution. US-based fraud prevention company Arcos Labs has launched an email intelligence solution to stop bots and bad actors from using fake or risky email addresses in online attacks. Identfi partners Finora Bank. Lithuania-based Identfi has partnered financial service provider Finora Bank to provide identity verification, IDV, and anti-money laundering, AML, services to reduce fraud. Pismo chooses SumSub for identity verification in banking transactions. UK-based verification platform SumSub has partnered with Pismo to bring AI and machine learning to manage identities and prevent fraud across the latter's platform. South Africa adds new crypto clause to its advertising code. The Advertising Regulatory Board in South Africa has added a new cryptocurrency-related clause to the country's advertising code. Saudi Central Bank explores domestic wholesale CBDC use cases. The Saudi Central Bank has revealed its plans to explore domestic wholesale CBDC use cases in partnership with local banks and fintechs. Commerzbank sues EY over $200 million Wirecard loss. Commerzbank is suing EY for the recovery of $200 million in losses from the collapse of disgraced German payments firm Wirecard. Bolt lays off another 10% of workforce. Bolt has axed another 50 employees, meaning that the online checkout company has seen its headcount shrink by more than half in under a year. Saudi Central Bank engages with fintechs and banks on CBDC. The Saudi Central Bank is running tests on a domestic wholesale digital currency in collaboration with local banks and fintechs. Indonesian POS platform iSeller raises $12 million Series B. iSeller, Indonesia's leading omnichannel-based point-of-sale, POS, platform for online and offline merchants, today announced the completion of a US$12 million Series B round of financing led by Intuto Ventures, with participation from K-Vision, Kasikorn Bank, as well as existing investors Mandiri Capital Indonesia and OpenSpace Ventures. Airwallex goes for growth in Lithuania. Motivated talent and a forward-thinking regulator. That is what a leading financial technology platform Airwallex cites among the reasons for establishing operations in Lithuania. Request to pay platform pay C appoints Marcus Best as MD. Marcus Best will become managing director of the Request to Pay platform PAYCY, a subsidiary of the Hamburg-based consulting and software company PPI AG, on 1 February. MasterCard and Zood Pay to launch virtual installment card across EEMEA. Zood Pay, a leading digital lending platform for e-commerce in the Middle East and Central Asia, has entered into a strategic partnership with MasterCard to launch the first-of-its-kind prepaid virtual installment card in the Eastern Europe, Middle East, and Africa, EEMEA, region. XPay selects Finastra to support expansion of services. Finastra today announced that XPay, an embedded finance provider offering branded MasterCard card programs with loyalty components, has selected Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, to support its ambitious growth plans. CrowdX acquires JP Jenkins. CrowdX, the fintech platform providing marketplaces and liquidity solutions for private companies, has this morning announced the acquisition of JP Jenkins, JPJ, as a wholly owned subsidiary. Hawk AI scoops $17 million in Series B financing. German reg tech Hawk AI has raised $17 million in Series B financing to fund further product development and global expansion. RegTech Salve raises 4 meters. Salve, a RegTech startup founded by a gaggle of former Wise and Skype staffers, has raised $4 million in a seed round extension led by FFVC and joined by G plus D Ventures. Regulatory tardiness hampering UK competitiveness, the City UK. A new industry-backed report, 1. From the City UK finds that financial regulatory authorizations at the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA, can be slow, inefficient and unpredictable. Brancas, Element rollout fraud detection for open finance. Global open finance technology provider Brancas has partnered with AI digital identity services provider Element to add fraud detection solutions for open finance offerings. XPay partners with Finastra. XPay, an Egypt-based embedded finance provider, has selected Finastra, a provider of financial software applications, to support its growth plans. Bold Commerce integrates PayPal. Canada-based e-commerce technology company Bold Commerce has integrated with PayPal to bring payments and e-commerce together. Kayak partners with Affirm to equip travelers with Book Now, Pay Over Time. US-based online travel agency Kayak has partnered with Affirm to give travelers more spending power and payment flexibility when booking through Kayak. Salve closes €4 MLN seed round extension. Estonia-based regtech company Salve has closed a €4 million seed round extension led by FFVC, with participation from G plus D Ventures and existing investors to further its expansion. AML fintech Hawk AI raises US$17 million. Germany-based fintech Hawk AI, which supports banks and financial service providers in the fight against financial crime, has announced raising a further €17 million in a new Series B financing round. Bitstamp founders acquire Genesis Coin. The founders of crypto ATM provider Bitstamp, Andrew Barnard and Doug Carrillo, have acquired US-based Bitcoin ATM software platform Genesis Coin. Lloyds invests 4 meters in driving payments app Cara. Lloyds Banking Group has invested $4 million in Cara, a motoring app that brings together all driving-related payments together in one place. $123 million in open banking payments made via the HMRC app. EcoSpend, the UK's leading open banking payment provider, today announces that more than 94,000 customers have used its Pay by Bank technology to make 123 million in self-assessment payments via the HMRC app since February 2022. BNY Mellon expands outsourced trading to the buy side. BNY Mellon, NYSE, BK, announced today a new outsourced trading offering for buy-side institutions globally, including asset managers and asset owners. Dutch Central Bank fines Coinbase 3.3 meters. Coinbase has been fined 3.33 million for providing crypto services in the Netherlands without securing registration with the country's central bank. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.